We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, welcome back here on a Friday as we continue on. Football getting ready to start up, man, just a couple of days away. Olympics getting ready. I'm going to watch the hell out of
the Olympics already started, by the way.
No. I'm talking about the good stuff's going to be going here pretty soon. Yeah.
Did you even know that it started?
I did last night. I didn't know before.
Yeah, things seem to be going well up there. Great event.
Yeah, listen, I get it.
Did they just can, by the way, the director of the opening ceremony because he made a bad joke like 30 years ago?
I don't know, but it's going to be empty, which, by the way, is a complete waste of for the country. I mean, all the different venues you have to build and structure to get it, and now you can't get any of your money back because nobody can go to the Olympics, which it's crazy. We got to get in at this point. Tokyo's at a 6-month high in their numbers right now on COVID. So it's bad stuff. No fans at the Olympics. But you know what? I'm going to do my part. My eyeballs are going to watch a lot of different events.
You'll watch it live in the middle of the night, or are you going to wake up in the morning and watch the tape delay?
Okay. Buddy, I've been through this delay thing. It's a lot of them have been delayed. They're not all where the hours work out for us here for the prime events or a lot of the events you may like. All I said to you is there's something for everybody. I don't like everything in the Olympics. I do love the track and field, love the basketball, actually like the volleyball. I don't love the volleyball. And so all that kind of stuff, but it's not for everybody, man. You know, everybody's got a little different flavor. That's what's beautiful about sports, man. We got something for everybody. We got five major professional sports teams now. And so we got something for everybody, whatever you like. Hey, what do you like? I don't really like football. That's okay. Got something for everybody. Got something. Something out there. Listen, we do have a lot of crazy stuff going on.
Which flavor cupcake did you go with, by the way?
Vanilla.
Okay.
I did go vanilla, but I had no problem if it was the chocolate. They look real good.
It's exciting with someone's birthday here. We get cupcakes.
Yeah, the girls always bring in the cupcakes, man. It is. It's nice. Boy, I'll tell you what, nobody's going through more changes right now than college football. And I know the NFL came out with a big one yesterday that's going to have everybody talking, going to have some players in the NFL have already spoken out against it, not happy with the league and the power move that was pulled with the COVID outbreak for unvaccinated players. Could forfeit games, and if they forfeit games, nobody gets paid on either team. So it's pretty serious stuff, but I had a lot of guys, and obviously part of this is about putting pressure on players that haven't gotten shots to get them quickly, and a lot of guys aren't happy about that, and the different rules and regulations are going to have for players that do have the vaccination versus not. It's going to be a lot different, man. You're going to get treated differently. And then the thought is, and I don't know, but I would guess if a majority of the guys in the room do have it and the guy comes in that hasn't done it and he's sick, there's going to be some guys upset. There's going to be guys upset because guys feel strongly on both sides. This actually, it feels a little bit like the mask, doesn't it? A little bit.
Yeah. A lot of it, like the mask.
It feels like the handoff, the mask to the vaccination.
It's just sad because I thought once the vaccine came out, it was going to really be, signal kind of the end of this thing. And You know, now it's become, and if, you know, you don't use Twitter a ton, Joe, but I'm on there all day long, unfortunately.
No, that would be never.
And the venomous stuff that goes back and forth between people, and it's not just that though. It's the spread of misinformation. That to me is the biggest issue that's going on right now. And I'm just looking at the text machine, and I'm not going to read any of these because I don't want to spread any, you know, misinformation on this show, certainly. But Joe, the stuff that people come up with is outrageous.
Well, give me one.
It's unbelievable.
Can you give me a teaser?
I mean,
something's got you. You seem a little down about it.
But it's the same line that everyone keeps going with. Even if you get the shot, you can still get infected with COVID. So we're not making any sense. Then we got a guy that just told us, just came in and just says you should stick to sports, leave the political bleep alone, makes you guys look bad. You don't know what you're talking about.
Well, let me say, hold on, let me just say this to Jackass there. Vaccinations are part of college football. I know you probably don't pay attention, although you think you're a sports fan, but vaccinations are the number one thing that the commissioner talked about at the meetings, at the SEC meetings and the ACC meetings. And by the way, the other commissioners, as they get set in the Big Ten and the Pac-12, are going to do the same thing. And the news yesterday is pretty big for the NFL. I mean, it's pretty big. No, it's not us. It's just the league came out and said, here's how it's going to be. And so
the problem, though, is, is the social media and the constant spread. Like, there are people, or so many people that have an opinion on this that shouldn't. Like Jonathan Feliciano is a great example of a guy who's just tweeting out nonsense. Like, I don't know where these guys get this stuff. Fauci works for Pfizer. He's tweeting that out. And the sad part is that people are going to listen to that. And people are going to, you know, take that information.
Dr. Fauci's getting $1 million off the side.
Yeah, though. Yeah. I mean, he's killing us all using us as an, yeah, I mean, all that kind of stuff. It's just, it's very scary.
Yeah, stick to sports.
I mean, like,
stay in your lane, man.
By the way,
if you're texting, stay in your lane too, jackass.
No,
go
every
ahead.
Text has to start with, you guys are completely stupid. There's no vaccine for the Spanish flu, and nobody has a Spanish flu today. It's just, you know.
Now we're doing Spanish flu. The Portuguese flu.
They played last season without a vaccine, Joe, Texter says.
Jesus.
I didn't know that all these people are such health nuts. I mean, everyone apparently is watching what they put in their body now, Joe.
So I just say this to everybody. I don't know everything about it, and I don't know how it's going to turn out, but I know you don't know either. Hey, for all of you doing that, texting back. I know you don't know either. That's the beautiful thing about this. Like, you come in with stupid stuff that I think's pretty stupid about this. And by the way, some people got mad about us talking about the mask. There's still people like, the mask is a joke. It may be a joke, but try getting on an airplane without a mask. Find a bus to get where you want to go.
I just know something's going to take us out at some point, Joe, whether it's, you know, getting hit by a car in the parking lot and we leave the building today. But I'd prefer not to drop in an ICU.
Can I just say,
COVID?
I don't care what everybody does, by the way. You do whatever you want. You want to wear a mask, or you're over the top and wearing a mask in your car by yourself, or you're fighting it.
But I think the only reason you care is because you want the pandemic to be over, and the only way to do that is to get enough people vaccinated. You know, now we got all these new strains popping up. Did you see the new one in Texas?
What is
the Lambda or something? I mean,
no.
There's another new one. I mean, it's the variant.
So anyway, getting back. But listen, these things are connected to sports, folks. I hate to tell you that. I hate to break it to you today. But vaccination and vaccination numbers with teams and the leagues trying to not only keep the team healthy so the best players can play and give you the best product, but they'd really like to have fan bases back because they want to make their money back and not go through what they did last year. So you can say they got through the year and all that stuff. We got through most of that year without fans till the end of some of these sports. So, yeah, there's a lot at stake here, and it all goes back to cash, 100%. Goes back to the money and everything else. So,
well, did you see, it was interesting, Joe, the Packers actually, because they're the only team that has to release a financial report. So the Packers came out and they operated at a loss this past season. So their game day revenue from 2019 to 2020 was $211 million last year with nobody in the stadium, $62 million, down 70%. Their first operating loss in more than 20-plus years. Yeah, they want to avoid that again.
Not surprised. Obviously, everybody's trying to get their money back in sports and doing. Yeah, I don't think the NFL came out with this so they could offend the players that, you know, like, hey, let's see if we can piss some of our players off before the year, like just to mess with them, see how they react to this. They want to get their season in, man. Whether they like the guys or not, they want to get their friggin' season in with their best players. And
but it's a business like anything else. So, at the end of the day, there's a bottom line, Joe. It's a business like anything else, and they don't want to lose money.
Hey, by the way, the other thing is Eric Hosmer and Manny Machado both back in town last night as the Marlins lose again, man. 11 back, 41-56. Wow. Just and had chances to come back and win last night, and once again could not get the big hit when they needed it. But it's and now this trade deadline's right around the corner. See what they're going to do there. But it's not real pretty. But the good news is, you know, we talk about all the football players down here. A lot of really good baseball players grew up down here too, man. Like Hosmer, Machado. Been a lot of guys, and just reminded of that watching those guys last night, and watching Eric Hosmer having his dad throwing him batting practice over in Plantation, watching this kid hit the ball 2.5 miles. Anyway, we've got a lot of other stuff going on.
They have some good giveaways over there, at least. Beer Fest tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right. We got Beer
You're
Fest.
You're going to have to make it real attractive, Joe.
Wow. Yeah, man. So they got three more with the Padres through the weekend. If you going out to a game tonight and Saturday and Sunday, they'll have games and going on there. A bunch of other stuff going on as well. This story came out yesterday while I was got a text on this. Vonte Williams, who one of the top safeties in the country a couple of recruiting classes ago, was dismissed from the football team. Three counts of aggravated battery on a pregnant woman. And so that's not a suspension. That's you're out. You're out.
You that release came very quickly yesterday from the University of Miami.
Dismissed. And then I guess through his pregnant former girlfriend out the door, and police were called and marks on her. And yeah, just a story for a guy that was in spring football coming off his injury and coming back and with all kinds of athletic ability, and just crazy. That's with him forever, man. I don't know. Does a guy like that get a second chance down the road? I don't know. I don't know who takes the next.
I mean, yes. Short answer to that. There are schools that will.
And then the other part of this is if you're worried about young safeties, they've got some really good ones. Just to get back to the football part of this, besides all the guys that have been around the program for a while, James Williams and Cam Kitchens are really good players. Cam Kitchens might end up being the best of all these safeties when it's all said and done. He's that good. He's really, really good. And I am excited about watching this guy and see what it's going to look like. Anyway, we're going to
have any good stories here, Joe? I mean, this has been a tough one here. Can I read you a text, by the way? This is a funny one here. Chris Greer knows how to get around COVID. He just drafts guys that are already hurt.
Okay. That's good. All right. I don't know how you get Chris Greer in this thing. Okay. I mean, that's.
That's where the text machine is at right now. Actually, that's the best of the text machine.
Yeah.
The rest of it's not very nice.
Whatever people think, but like this vaccination thing is tied in pretty good. Whether you do it or not, people listen to the show. Doesn't matter. They're trying to get every college athlete, football player, where there's 90 to 100 guys out there, and going to camp with 90 guys in the NFL and getting down to 53 and trying to keep guys healthy. And whether you agree with the league or not, they want to get guys vaccinated. And by the way, the SEC and the ACC commissioners started with, we got to get as many of our coaches and players vaccinated as possible so we can get this season in so we don't have to go through, well, maybe we can get this game played at another date that'll work out. And those type of things, and trying to jump on this thing ahead where players can come back quickly, and everything else. So whether you like it or not, that's what's going on, and whether you think they know what they're doing or not in the NFL and college football, that's up to whatever you think. You can have your own opinion on it, but that's what they're trying to do, is keep. It's a unique situation because it's a team sport that needs a lot of players who are working closely and trying to keep everybody as healthy as possible. That's what, and again,
these are the same textures, by the way, that'll freak if a game is canceled.
Right. Well, you can't have it both ways, man, or at least try. And if the league and college football think this is the best thing to do, which obviously they do, man, they came out, really college football came out and said it, starting with the SEC, and everybody went, oh, yeah, okay. Then the NFL does, and it got everybody's attention because some of the players disagree. DeAndre Hopkins and some other guys. By the way, I want to see DeAndre Hopkins said he's questioning his future in the league. See how long. Didn't he delete that real quickly?
Yeah, probably once his agent called him and said, you got to give back the $20-something million signing bonus.
Yeah. You want to give that back, or how do you want to handle that? Yeah.
I'll delete the tweet.
Yeah. Let me just get rid of that thing. There's no reason to have that. We got to go to break here. 305-567-0560. Please text us and let us know that we should just go do something else. Because
for the lab rats.
Lab rats. And, government junkies here. Yeah.
Scientists. We're very, very healthy outside of that, though. We're going to eat our cupcakes during the break, though.
Can't wait. We'll take a quick break. But before we do, I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers this weekend, whether you're a mask or vaccinated person or not. Get on out there, man. Take a look at what is going on at your South Florida Chevy dealers right now. Oh, my gosh, especially the SUV family. The big SUVs like the Tahoes and Suburban, and then even all the way down to the midsize SUVs like that new 2021 Traverse. Can't believe the amount of space that you get from a midsize SUV that still has an unbelievable look. Actually, when I heard it was a midsize SUV, when I looked at it, I said, are you sure this doesn't fall under the category of the Tahoe and Suburban? Because it sure looks nice and big, and it really is comfortable. And if you're looking for something not only you driving can be comfortable in, but all the passengers, boy, you can't beat it. You really can't. I want you to check it out. If you're out looking for an SUV, check out, spend some time with that 2021 Traverse and some of our smaller SUVs that we're really proud of, like the Equinox SUV, especially. Boy, it's our smaller SUV, but again, still got plenty of room for you. It really, really does. And the Chevy Blazer family, always a must-take for a test drive. Listen, we think these are the best overall SUVs that we've ever had, from the small to midsize to the big boys. We got them for you. And we got fantastic deals to go with it as well. While you're there looking for trucks, those big, strong, durable Silverado trucks. Bottom line is this, as we get into the weekend, when people start shopping around for new cars, trucks, and SUVs, these are the best overall products we've ever had. And we got fantastic deals to go with it. So if you've got some time, no excuses, man, when it comes to South Florida Chevy dealers. We've got convenient locations in Dade, Broward, even Monroe County. Find new roads and fall in love this weekend at your South Florida Chevy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dealer. right, welcome back here on a Friday. A lot of stuff going on here. Marlins in town take on the Padres. Get a loss last night. Had all kinds of chances. Well, of course, the Padres did too. To after a 3-0 lead, but Marlins, boy, had some chances to get one last night. Couldn't do it and fall to 41-56 on this season right now. So I got to bring this up, Woody. You asked me about the plane. There's always something on the plane. It was a packed airplane from Charlotte back here to Fort Lauderdale.
You've been debating for about an hour and a half. I think I know where you're going with this.
No.
About whether or not to bring this up. You were a little hesitant.
Well, I just find it because I'm a big guy myself. I fit in a seat. I know I'm clear on that. So I got there, and it was packed. So I got in fairly early, like 12A or 12C. Seat 12C. So any of these people are coming in. So I see a guy about, I'm guessing weights, 250. Guy had to go to a middle seat. So seat on the outside, the aisle seat is waiting. And here comes the big boy. Guessing just a rough estimate, 350. 350, 360. Not 400.
Zach or bigger or smaller?
No. A little bigger than Zach. But
sorry, Zach.
Well, you took a jab. The guy's off.
Well, I'm trying to picture the guy. I want to picture the story.
So he sits down, and I can see people kind of looking. One just me kind of looking like, is he a two seater, or should he? Because the guy in the middle, the guy goes, "Hey, ma'am, you know, kind of sorry," because the guy got in, and he, you know, you got to rub up against the guy in the middle, and you're stuffed out the side into the aisle a little bit too. And I was just looking, and I always wonder this. It's not a shot. Listen, I'm not exactly 185 getting ready to run a marathon myself. But I always wonder at what point, Woody, does the people that work on those airplanes, work for American Airlines, say, you know, sir, this is not fair to the guy in the middle. You need to be a two-seater, and we're packed. We're not going to be able to allow you to. Because he got in the seat, don't get me wrong, but there was a lot coming out both ways. And again, this is not fat shaming or.
But I think maybe pre-COVID, that's a battle that they would want to fight. But now it's like, I think there's a lot of issues going on airplanes. Like, I don't know that that's the fight that they want to pick.
Oh, no. There is no question. You're right about that. Everything is the mask, and we want to make sure your nose. And by the way, American, like, this is the third time we've let you know that your nose is showing. You have to cover up your mouth and your nose. And so, yeah, American was getting after it pretty good last night. But I just wonder the other part of that. At what point do you just say, excuse me, sir, we're really sorry, and this is our fault, but you're a two-seater. You're a two-seater.
But you said the plane was full. What do you do?
It was.
Well, you put the guy underneath with the luggage?
No, but I guess you don't know, right? I mean, you don't ask when you book a ticket, like, are you a one-seater or two-seater? But the guy got on.
But they weigh your bags at check-in. Like, before you even go through security, they weigh your bags.
I know, but what's that have to do with weighing somebody? Sir, you look like...
Because they have that thing, that carry-on thing, you know, where you put your bag in, you see if it fits? They could have, like, a model of the seat. And if you don't fit in the seat, then before you get on the plane, you have to figure it out.
So bottom line is, by the way, the guy was really nice. I mean, he was really nice. I heard him because, like, literally right across from me. He kind of did an apology. Hey, I'm sorry about this, you know. Like, never liked to have a big guy next to me, and they both kind of laughed, you know. Oh, I'm no, you know, and so the guy sucked it up. I know what he was thinking. It's an hour and 50 minutes. It's, you know, I can do it. But I just wonder at what point does somebody, when they check in and go, excuse me, sir, you're a big boy, you're a two-seater. I mean, at some point, you only have so much.
Let me ask you this, though, for you personally, because you're tall. So are you the kind of guy, like, you stick your knees out there and don't let the person in front of you recline their seat?
Well, I'll tell you what I do. And my wife is very good about this. That's getting the seats. American has a group of seats with a little more leg space you pay a few extra bucks for. And I've been doing that in the emergency aisle. I try to get one of those seats.
Now, those seats don't recline, though, the emergency exit row seats, which kind of, so it's like
it's all right.
You're choosing
That's all right.
between the two.
Rather
are you also willing, if the plane's going down, are you willing to assist?
So it's funny you said the other thing, because I'm sitting back, and it's tight. Those spots are tight for guys that got long legs. So the guy did go to put the seat back, and I tapped him, and I said, "Hey, sir, I'm sorry, man. I just, if you don't mind, can you put the seat?" And he was great about it. He goes, "Oh, yeah, my sorry about that."
Wait, he caved you and said he apologized and put his seat back up?
Yeah.
Because he's entitled to that space.
I know he is.
Okay.
But I'm entitled. You know, you're
not entitled to anything. You asked him, and he just caved, just like that.
I was nice about it. He said, "Oh, no, I don't, no problem." You know, he was wanting to get some shut-eye,
Yeah, I mean,
too,
it's lucky you got a nice guy. I would never.
But those seats are seats a little tight in the middle there, man. A little tight where I was sitting. Yeah, but I could see, you know, everybody's tired. And I get a little shut-eye before I get to Fort Lauderdale. And he goes to put that seat back, and I was like, I tapped it. He goes, "Excuse me." He goes, "Yeah." I said, "Hey, man, can you put that up?" I said, I got some extra legs here. He goes, "Oh, no, I'm sorry, man, no problem." Which I've done for people, too. I've had guys tap me. I'll tell you who not only taps it, but jacks my seat. I get Bo behind me sometimes on the charters. And Bo's got the longest legs. Kim Bocamper's got the longest legs of anybody I know. You seen Bo? Bo's like 6'8", 6'7 and a half, 6'8", and he's all legs.
And Bo that tall?
Yeah.
Is he really?
Yeah, Bo's real tall.
So he's got, what, 4 or 5 inches on you?
He's got 2.5 or 3 inches on me.
But I didn't realize Bo was that tall.
Yeah, so Bo, and by the way, and others have done it, when I'm sitting with on the same row of seats with Bo, and guys will go to put back the old, "I'm going to catch me a little nap." And he goes, dang. "Hey, man, no, can't do it. Can't do it, man." And the guy goes, "Oh, my bad. Sorry about that." I mean, you don't argue with that guy. Not going to happen. Not going to happen. But I was just wondering about that, man.
No, you're wrong. First of all, you're wrong on both these. Like, Texter says, "How's a guy entitled to lean back into your legs, but you're complaining about a big guy and the seat?"
I'm not complaining.
You complain about everything.
I'm not complaining.
You're complaining about the guy reclining. You're complaining about him being too big for his seat. But he is more than entitled to recline his seat. And you shouldn't, by the way, you shouldn't even ask.
Shut up, Woody.
You shouldn't, Joe. Everyone's entitled to recline their seat. It's why the button's there. It's why the seats recline.
If somebody asks you nicely and you turn around and you see guy's got long legs behind you, a big guy, you go, yeah, I'm sorry, I'll do that for you. As long as you're nice about it. Now, if you're a jerk, you're like, no. Why would
I would turn around and say, I'm sorry, but no.
You would.
Yes, absolutely.
You would.
Paid for the ticket, you're entitled to the space.
Not if you're afraid the guy's going to chase you when he got out of the plane a little bit, you wouldn't.
Chase me?
Chase you down a little bit. Wondering a guy might be a little
crazy.
There
have been a lot of airport
brawls
lately,
too. By the way, I'm not bitching about the big guy, because he wasn't in mine. I was just looking, and I said, man, that guy... That's borderline two-seater right there. That's all I thought. I'm looking at the guy, and I go, borderline two seats.
Interesting thought here from the texter, by the way. What about the bathroom situation for this guy? Those are a tight squeeze.
He never left. Matter of fact, my man dozed off, put the head down, and he missed about half the flight. I was keeping an eye on the guy, man. I was...
A little snoring?
No.
Little big guy snoring?
No. I tell you, no. I don't have a lot of room to talk about the snoring.
Are you a snorer?
Oh.
Really?
Yeah. Woody, when you get to be my age, man, you snore.
How bad?
Apparently pretty bad.
Like, did your wife wake up from it, or she have to wear earplugs?
She wasn't in my bed when I got up this morning.
Okay.
I did not see her this
Maybe
morning.
Maybe she was watching the Olympics.
Yeah. No. She'll be watching this weekend. She asked me when the gymnastics is coming up, because she really wants to watch it there, wise guy. Hey, we got to take a quick break here. We got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning. Dabo Swinney, he's got some strong thoughts on what needs to happen in college football with all the changes taking place right now. We're going to have that coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll hear from Dabo Swinney. Mike Florio will join us as we get ready, just a few days away from everybody's going to be reporting this week. So we'll get the NFL started. College football's right around the corner. High school football is going to be rolling. Trying to figure out what Texas and Oklahoma are going to do. A lot of crazy stuff going on. No sports are going through more of a change right now than old college football. Pretty crazy stuff on what might be taking place here, especially in the Power Five conferences as they continue to get more and more power from the NCAA. But right now, hey, let's get back to sports-related injuries. Hate talking about them, but sooner or later, we all deal with injuries. If you're active, no matter what age you are, playing a certain sport that you still like, team sport or individual sport, you're probably looking at injury at some point because it happens to all of us. The more competitive we are, the more injuries pop up. And it sure is nice to have Miami Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Institute, better known as Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, a big part of Baptist Health, which has grown throughout South Florida with all our great sports doctors. And I'm talking about some of the best in the business, taking care of Inter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, the Miami Dolphins. With these doctors that are so well-respected, some of the top specialists in the country, all working together. And it's clear cut down here. If you want to go to the best for your Achilles, knee, shoulder, ankle, back, hip and knee replacement, hand specialists, they've got them all. And it's not just the surgery, but it's the physical therapist they have. Some of the best. Baptist Health has some of the best in the business that know how to get you back playing the sports you love the most. When the doctors and therapists work together with one goal, man, whether you're a high school, college, professional athlete or just an old guy, still loving sports, man. We all want to get back out playing the sports we love the most, and that's what's going to happen. I tell you what, Baptist Health's got it rolling right now with the sports medicine program they have. Really, really good. They've seen it. They fixed it. They know all about it, the experience and the success rate to get you back out playing the sports we all love. Hey, on top of that, right off 595 in Pine Island, Dr. Swartzen and the doctors up there are working. So if you're up in Broward, we got you covered. Same goal, taking care of everybody. The next time you have a sports-related injury, visit baptisthealth.net/ortho and make an appointment today.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you got for us this morning?
All right, Joe, I have three marriage-related stories for you here today, but I want to start with a little bit of sports and Mikey Williams. Have you heard that name?
Mikey Williams? A lot of Williams, but no, not
well, you
Mikey.
You will know this guy. He's 17 years old, Joe, and he has signed on with Excel Sports, which is an agency that works with athletes the likes of Tiger Woods, and he is going to start making some money here, Joe. He's a high school junior and is looking to capitalize.
Is this the one to play with LeBron's son in high school basketball?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is, Joe. So, yeah, and they think that he's going to be making millions of dollars here with this new NIL stuff as there's no laws in North Carolina to prevent high school athletes from making NIL deals.
He's got a ton of followers, so, right? Is this part of it?
Oh, yeah, he's got 3.2 million
on
Instagram alone, yes.
Wow. Is that from being a real character off the basketball court, or is it just because he's a really good basketball player?
No, he's good. I don't know what his personality is like, Joe. I don't follow 17-year-olds on Instagram, but so I unfortunately can't help you with that one. I assume he's got a personality, though, or they wouldn't be paying him that kind of money. But what is, you know, we were talking about college athletes. What does this do? You're going to have high school athletes getting paid before they even get to college? It's all strange.
Can you imagine the money Zion would have made?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
At Duke in that 12 months? Oh, crazy.
All right, let's jump into the divorce stuff here, Joe. A little marriage stories. And this, talk about expensive. Dr. Dre took a big blow in court here. He has to pay his ex-wife, Nicole Young, almost $300,000 every month.
What?
In spousal support.
Wait a sec. You say $300 a year or $300 a month?
The yearly payment, Joe, is $3,519,672 per year.
Damn.
Until Nicole remarries or enters into a new domestic partnership.
She's not getting married.
Or dies, I guess. That comes out to $293,306 per month payable on the first of each month.
Wow.
Now, that doesn't also include, Joe, Dr. Dre is reportedly also responsible for paying Nicole's health insurance and other fees, including, quote, the expenses for the Malibu and Pacific Palisades homes.
Oh. Oh. Wow. Well, from what you just told me, boyfriends will be just fine, but if you want to marry me, go somewhere else because...
That's a lot of money, man.
She got a lot of... Are you sure there's not a limit on that? It didn't say like 10-year cap or something or no?
No, it says...
Lifetime?
Until she remarries.
Well, she's not remarrying, so forget that.
And she's probably got, what, good 30, 40 years in her.
Oh, good God.
I mean, Dre's got a lot of money, but that sucks.
Wow.
He may have to. You may see a new Dre album coming out soon. After 24 years of marriage, by the way.
Wow. That's a lot of money, Woody. Good God.
Which one's nicer, Joe? Malibu or Pacific Palisades?
They're both real nice.
You ever go over to any of those places while you're over in California?
Malibu's really nice.
Yeah?
Yes, sir.
All right. Our next story here, we go to minor league baseball, and we had a guy... Go. This is sad, man. He goes on top of the dugout in between innings, gets down on one knee. The girl's up there with him. She has no idea what's going on. And she says no to the guy. Runs back into the stands.
Was it shtick or was it?
They're saying that it was real. The team came out and said that it was a real thing.
Because we have seen it before.
We have.
With a reaction we find out later that was all fake from a couple employees at from the team.
But it brings me to my point here, though, Joe. If you're going to propose in public, don't you have to be like 1,000% sure?
Absolutely.
That she's going to say yes? Like, if you have any shred of doubt, make sure there's no one around, right?
So when I came home, I was 23 or 24 years old, and my buddies from high school were having a party. And my buddy decided, and I was bringing my first wife home for the first time, and... So they had a get together, and one of my friends decided that he was going to propose in front of the group at this party. And he didn't tell any of us. Nobody got a heads up. So we're all sitting there drinking beers and stuff, and everybody's talking, and he gets in the middle, and he drops down while they're all talking, drops down on a knee. And everybody looks at him to see what the hell's going on. And he proposes to this girl that also went to high school with us. And she started crying and ran out of the room. She didn't take the ring.
Wow.
That's something. If you ever see one of those or you've been involved with one of those where a guy, he ambushed her. And she said, I can't believe it. We didn't talk about this. We've never talked about marriage. She was really upset. She came up later and apologized for, you know, I'm sorry if I screwed this thing up. I didn't know he was going to do that, and I wasn't prepared. So she didn't take the ring. They ended up getting married, but she didn't take the ring at the time.
Our final story of the week, Joe, this may be the most bizarre wedding story I have ever done on the headlines here.
That's a good one so
all right,
far.
So we got a nice little wedding here that these two people, one of the guys, by the way, is an Army second lieutenant.
Okay.
The groom. And they postponed their wedding due to COVID and everything. And they finally have their wedding. They're doing their first dance to Dave Matthews' Stay. Good song.
Yeah.
And so they're doing their first dance. He goes to do the little dip move with the wife. She blows out her knee. Almost choked on your water there, huh?
Wow.
She dislocated her knee. It's actually not funny.
Terrible night.
So
why are you laughing?
It's an amazing story here. So the 34-year-old girl, Julie, dislocates her left knee. They bring her to the hospital, Joe.
Yeah.
They pump her up with pain meds. They reset the knee. And because she's a hockey player, they brought her back to the wedding.
And she finished?
They finished the wedding.
That is one.
Said all the friends and family were standing there cheering and shouting for us when they got back. But could you imagine being at the wedding and they take her out and you're like just like left there?
No.
I mean, what do you do?
I've never heard of that one.
You still attack the food and the free booze, right?
I've never heard of that one.
Yeah, she popped her knee.
I thought you were going to tell me another woman ran out of the room.
No.
Said no.
Shoot, little Dave Matthews, nice little relaxing song, and it goes on the dip, and bang. Pop.
I've heard about everything possible through the years of weddings, and I have never heard of that one, but I have. I've seen guys who are madly in love, got so drunk, ended up sleeping with strippers the night before, two nights before, and it got back to the women, and they called it off. But that's a new one. That's a new one right there, Woody. All right, 8 o'clock hour is coming up. We got a lot more stuff to get to here on a Friday, 305-567-0560. We'll be back in a moment. But first, I want to take a second to talk to you about my friends at Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning Company. Oh, my gosh, they've been around a long, long time. Still family-owned. Eric and Mike and Chippy and Big Joe and Brian, all the rest of them. A lot of trucks out there every day, train the certified technicians, working 7 days a week. They'll be working all weekend to make sure your air conditioning unit is running just fine at your home and your business, all over Broward, all over Palm Beach. Need a new air conditioning unit? They got Reams ready to go for you. Special financing, very competitive prices. Just go to 1-888-FIX-MY-AC. That's 1-888-FIX-MY-AC. Built on great service, that's never going to change it around the clock. But I got more good news. I do. Because guess what? We have a plumbing company at Air Around the Clock now. It's called Around the Clock Plumbing. That's right, Around the Clock Plumbing. And they run that plumbing company like they do their air conditioning company. Built on great service again for any kind of plumbing problems you might have, anything at all. It is nice to know whether it's a water heater repair to dripping faucets to clogged toilets. They can fix it all for you and do it quickly. All you have to do is call 855-PLUMBER. That's 855-PLUMBER for, again, Around the Clock Plumbing.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.